Why don't you go ahead whenever you're ready and just read? Wait, hold on. Why don't you go ahead whenever you're ready and just read the opening poem? You know, for whatever it's worth.
Mama, Papa, sister, brother, little honey too. They all give thanks and pray to God who gives us food and family, home and heart and night and day.
What is that? Is that like...
It's a...
Trochaic hexa... I don't understand.
A limerick haiku?
Don't understand like what the rhythm of that is supposed to be. Set that to a melody.
It might help. Happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and as you heard up top, happy Thanksgiving. It is actually the day after Thanksgiving. What do you call that? Like, Black Friday.
Black Friday.
It's Black Friday. It's Black Friday. Recording this on Black Friday. I already went to Target today. It was fine. There was nobody there. It was fine. Joining me once again is the incredible Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hi.
Alana, as you know, has joined me on every one of these episodes, which are the episodes about the Berenstain Bears holiday cookbook. It's a religious cookbook. And every time we do this, we somehow feel like it's the first time we've ever done it in our lives. Well, before we even dive into this week's recipe or this edition's recipes, Alana, what was your overall impression of this current round of food items? That, like, if you had to give an overall just memory inspired look at the thing, where would you say so far this holiday fell in the pantheon?
There was just a very distressing noise.
There was just a very loud crash from downstairs. That's why I keep the door to the studio closed.
It doesn't keep us from being concerned.
Doesn't keep us from being concerned. I assume that I would have heard the 13-year-old yell or something if it was something.
She's old enough
to
know when she needs something. Yes. Okay. I would say overall this one was less creative than some.
Mm-hmm.
High proportion of actual food.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made all but one this time. It varies, but this time you made everything except one.
Okay.
And unlike last time when it was the fall, this time it's like Thanksgiving, and mostly the food you're like, yep, that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I would say that this one is sort of handicaps itself a little bit by being a holiday that you associate with food specifically.
Why is that bad?
Because
that makes sense for a cookbook.
But I would say because then, like, your expectation's a little higher. It's like 4th of July. Who knows? This doesn't taste like the 4th I remember. But this is like we're trying to make foods that people might have.
I mean, I think it would be very strange to do a holiday cookbook and not include Thanksgiving.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have. I'm just saying the pressure was on a little more. Like, sneak peek at what's coming up ahead, there's a stuffing recipe in there. And I think everyone kind of has an idea in their head of what stuffing's supposed to be like, as opposed to a fruit tray that's shaped like the American flag. I don't know. I feel like there's a little more pressure on Thanksgiving. Can these recipes live up to an old-fashioned Thanksgiving? What's the story here? Did you read the story?
I did read the
story. What's the story about?
The story is, I actually like this. Because it also sidesteps the whole, like, oh, are they going to start talking about pilgrims? Like, they're just, the you know, these stories are half a page.
Right.
The story is that it's the day, it in fact takes place on today. It's the day after Thanksgiving.
And
they're going
enough.
To have a leftover meal, like a meal made. And so they're bringing soup made out of leftovers. And they're hoping that their grandma has leftover pie and some neighbors are going to be there. So I actually like that. I thought that was a nice way to do it.
And it's cool because it is a thing where, like, they make a point of saying, like, Thanksgiving, you know, it's a family holiday, but it's also for friends and, you know, further out relatives. Like, it doesn't have to be limited to just your immediate family, which is something that we've experienced numerous times.
They tie it to the harvest. Mm-hmm. They talk about how many pumpkins they've had. They have a pile of veggies and one of the kids sneaks a carrot.
Yep.
Wait, Honey Bear, she's just talking.
She's just talking now.
She says, thanks, God. And she sneaks a carrot.
For one of God's
like
carrots?
Like Sunny Baudelaire with the teeth.
Yes. She steals one of God's carrots right out from under his omniscient nose And but that's kind of our setup.
What if God's nose is a carrot like a snowman?
I think that is called sacrilege.
Oh. So, different book. Sorry.
Yes, but still a religious book. So we start off where we have told our little story. We've sung our little song. It is Thanksgiving. Where does this whole rigmarole begin?
Gobbler apple muffins. And ooh, they were great. And this is why I don't know that I agree with your thing about, like, you have expectations for Thanksgiving, because this isn't a Thanksgiving
thing. Okay, maybe not.
But what they did is, this is one of the ones that they kind of turned into an arts and crafts project. Mm-hmm. So it is a muffin with apples in it, and then you're supposed to, you did this for one.
I did one of
them. But you did buy an entire gigantic thing of candy eyeballs.
Okay, but I will say, do you know how cheap a thing of candy eyeballs is? It's not going to break the bank.
Did you do the candy corn nose?
I did the candy corn nose.
Where are the rest of the candy corns?
They are upstairs, downstairs.
Oh.
They are tucked away safely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's extra corns.
And then on the, so there's this picture, and so you got the two eyeballs, which I didn't even know candy eyeballs were a thing. I don't think it's quite fair to make people go out and try to find candy eyeballs.
Candy eyeballs.
And then the candy corn nose, which mostly to me would be a leftover Halloween thing.
Well, like, here's the thing.
They sell the harvest.
I was
those
just
going to
say.
This is a.
The candy corn I used, I had to get the harvest corn.
Because, and it's those colors?
It was a brown tip.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. The picture they have is the Halloween ones. And then you take green and red apples and sort of make them into the turkey feathers.
And I just had red apples. I didn't buy
Yeah, that would be a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I think it makes sense for the arts and crafts part of it.
Well,
but
here's,
I think the muffins tasted great.
The muffins were great. Here's
like,
the
really great.
Here's the issue is that because you have to stick the candy, these aren't cupcakes. So because you had to stick the candy eyes and beak on top and then insert the apples, you had to do it at a precise moment of them still being warm enough to be able to push the candy into them. Not so warm
that everything melts.
That it would melt the candy. Yeah. But also, if you waited too long, they weren't going to stay on top unless you used like some kind of like icing.
Well, and you only did one anyway.
That's why I only did one. I was like, oh, I waited like a half minute.
I would not have wanted to eat all that stuff, so that's fine.
Yeah,
actually.
Because the muffins themselves were really good.
They were. They were really good.
Super moist.
I have to say, there was some sort of like initiation, like pre-fatigue, because you kept saying like, I don't want to make these, I'm gonna have to chop apples. Like, it just felt like a lot of work to you.
It did feel like a lot of work. Yeah, because you do have to, I mean, and I followed the recipe, you have to core and skin the apples, or peel the apples, because you don't skin the apples. You have to peel the apples, cut everything up, but yeah, if you're used to doing that kind of stuff baking. But I would say yes, this is a good recipe. Like, I would make these again. I just wouldn't disguise them as turkeys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that. I think that was, in this particular case, not realistic. Like, I'm always like, could a kid do it? A kid could do it, but why are you going to go buy all that stuff? Like, that doesn't
right.
make
it's
sense.
Right. It's a lot of extra work.
Yeah.
So
but the muffins were tasty.
Gobbler apple muffins. Who knew?
Yeah. Those were really good.
So what's next on our
I don't know, because something is wrong with
there
this.
We go. Oh, wait. Thanksgiving feast.
Okay. So the next one is hot apple cinnamon cider,
mm-hmm.
which I tasted good, was a little weird.
A little weird, especially in concept.
So it has only four ingredients. A half a gallon of cider, a third of a cup of maple syrup, a teaspoon of cinnamon, not cinnamon sticks, which I
right.
guess is nice in that you probably have cinnamon around, but then it sort of just floated.
Floats around.
And then one rinsed and dried apple. Did you actually do anything
no,
with
No, because
apple?
That's just for garnish. And I was like, you know what? I'm not. We had already eaten all the apples.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? We don't need garnish on
yeah.
our.
Yeah. So when they say apple cider, what you bought is, I bet, what most people would buy, which is apple juice in a container labeled cider.
I don't know. If you read the bottle, it seems like it's cider.
Well, what I have often bought is like cider from the farmer's market, and it's like thick, you know? And like, I feel like after doing all of this to it, you turned the juice cider into the like more hand-pressed cider. That's what it felt like to me. Like,
right, because you add maple syrup.
Which makes it thicker.
To
not just sweet, but also
cider.
Thicker.
And that seemed like it was going to be weird.
Yeah, it did. It seemed like it was going to be gross, but it was not.
Yeah, it actually
you
tasted.
You actually didn't even notice it. Yeah.
It tasted really good. And I would say even the addition of the cinnamon.
Oh, and it's hot cider. I can't remember if we said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the addition of the cinnamon ended up working, but it would have mm-hmm. worked a lot better with cinnamon sticks.
However, one of the things you appreciated is all you have to do is heat it for 5 minutes. If you had cinnamon sticks, you'd have to let it steep more.
Right.
So this was very, well, so opposite of the other recipe, you didn't have to buy special stuff for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, I don't know, a third of a cup of maple syrup, if you're using the real stuff, I don't use that lightly.
I bought maple syrup.
Yeah, so you have to, yeah.
But that, a third of a cup, I mean, it was enough.
It's like, right, but it's also like, if you buy one of those smaller things, it's a good chunk of
what
you
it was a good
bought.
Chunk of what I bought, so.
So, I don't know. I think I would myself just buy the good cider and heat it up.
Right. But if you want to mull it, put in anything else, like some spices or anything, there's better recipes. I mean,
right.
There's recipes out there. I guess for
it
kids.
It was fine. But we all liked it. We had it. We ate it.
Yeah, I guess,
everyone
I mean,
liked it.
Little kids aren't going to turn their nose up at apple cider with syrup.
Right.
Like, it's sweet and it's good and it tasted fine.
Well, and the other thing is, the last few chapters have all had a beverage.
Yeah.
And in those cases, the beverages probably had like 75 grams of sugar in them. Like, they were like bananas with the amount of sugar in them and like whipped cream and all that. And so this, in contrast, is much more close to the plant, like they used to say back when I was in elementary school. Yeah. So, you know, that's got that going for it. It was fine.
And I bet it would make it, we haven't tried it, but I bet it makes a nice mix in with some sort of cocktail or something.
We haven't tried it yet.
We haven't tried it yet. Not feeling up to it last night. The hot apple cinnamon cider. What's next?
Mama Bear's turkey and veggie soup. And in the little story in the beginning, this is what they reference, so that's why they're calling it Mama Bear's.
Mm-hmm.
We did not try to replicate this. I don't know that soup with fake turkey makes any sense. And
right. And the whole idea behind this soup is that it's leftovers. It's
right.
Which
is I appreciate.
Cool. Which is cool. Here's an idea for a soup you can make with your leftover Thanksgiving
food.
On
my soapbox about buying special things, it calls for a quarter teaspoon of dried marjoram. That is not something most people have around. I think if it's only a quarter teaspoon, you can probably find a spice that more people are going to have. Because if you go out and buy it for this, what are you going to do? Like quarter teaspoon.
Well, okay, you're the kitchen person here. What would you replace dried marjoram with?
Oregano.
All right then, which people definitely have on their spice rack.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it looks like a decent enough soup.
Yeah, butter, onion, celery, carrots, potatoes, flour. So they must be making a. I don't know how to cook with meat, so I'm just going to ignore
this. Yeah, I assume that it all comes together and makes a delicious. It looks good.
Yeah, corn kernels, which are not in the picture of the soup.
No, they all floated to the bottom.
Green bell pepper, which is also not in the picture. But anyway, it looks like a nice. I like the idea of using leftovers.
Yeah, and you're only supposed. It takes you. It's supposed to take you like because it's all leftovers. It takes you like it looks like an hour or so to make. It's mostly heating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And simmering.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So give it a shot, I guess, if you have this book. Try making some
leftover. Yeah, tell us
soup.
How it is.
Yeah. What's next?
Cornbread with honey butter. The honey butter, I would actually say thumbs down, but the cornbread was great. That might have been the best thing in the... Yeah, I would say that was the best thing in the whole chapter.
Yeah. So this was... I made this like last week.
Yeah, which I'm glad because I actually think if you had made it during all of Thanksgiving, we wouldn't have...
Kind of been lost.
Yeah. It's hard to make anything stand out.
Right.
You know, when you're eating so many things. So no, this was really good.
Well, this involves making your own honey butter, which involves adding cinnamon and honey to a stick of butter at room temperature.
Yeah. And so the cinnamon to me didn't go well with the cornbread and... I get why they wanted to make it special, you know, and what they didn't do that they could have is honey and bears, but they didn't do that. This one doesn't, I guess just because the recipe is longer, it doesn't have a little illustration.
A little illustration,
it has the photo. So I mean, we have a lot of that honey butter left in the fridge sitting there. I don't know what we'll end up doing with it.
But the cornbread itself.
The cornbread was really good.
Yeah. Had a nice crumb to it. It was really easy to make.
Yep.
You throw all the ingredients together, you beat it with a hand mixer. Doesn't even have to be smooth. You dump it into a pan, and then 30 minutes later, you got really good cornbread.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this was a good recipe that I could imagine saving. I have another cornbread recipe that I haven't made cornbread in a long time, but I would see this as easily as just as good as the other one. From just a cookbook.
So you did it, Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
You created another lasting delight that we will be making again.
I hope, if we remember.
Amidst all the other. And I bet the rest of this chapter will continue to be.
Nowhere to go but up.
Savory delights that we will continue to make. What
stuffing with cranberries. Would you like to talk about the stuffing with cranberries?
Imagine the worst thing you've ever tried to eat. And now you're serving it at Thanksgiving in a really large casserole dish. And you've got so much
left. I don't know why
left.
It was so bad. I don't understand
this,
it.
This was practically inedible.
It was so bad.
The only reason I ate it, any of it, is because A, I had already put it on my plate. B, I mixed it with a kale salad that you had prepared and cranberry sauce.
Why did you do that?
Because I needed to eat what I put on my plate. So I just mixed it all up so I couldn't. So I guess I was going to say it so I couldn't taste it, but also so I could taste something. Like it just, it was crunchy and soggy and wet.
Yeah, so let's, so it never solidified into, like it was sort of still individual pieces of bread for
yes.
some reason. And then there was some taste in it that was wrong. And
yeah.
then I know that some people put water, it has water chestnuts in it. I know that's a thing that goes in stuffing sometimes. I didn't like the way that tasted. That's more maybe of a personal thing, because I know that's a thing. Like, but,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe I needed to chop everything up smaller. But so essentially this is stuffing, but you take 10 slices of wheat bread, you toast them, cut them into, it says cubes. You can't cut flat bread into cubes. You cut
it
into squares.
This is, you know, not a cookbook with lots of specificity. I think your cubes or your pieces were too big, but there was nothing to indicate that. You couldn't really go off of anything except this picture that doesn't really have a lot of... I guess you could have compared it. The picture has a cranberry, and your pieces were much bigger than the cranberries. So if you
but
had
I
thought
cut
of e- that...
I cut each piece of bread into 16 pieces.
Like,
that's a lot of pieces.
Okay, but the point is how big the pieces are, not
you
how
can
many.
They weren't huge pieces of bread. They were like...
Do you have any bread left? Well, anyway.
You know, it really doesn't matter because...
No, it doesn't.
You kind of...
So the spices, I think it might have been... Okay, so here's the spices. A teaspoon of tarragon, which we did not have and decided not to bother getting because it was one
right.
teaspoon. And...
Your sage.
Yeah, right, which I think actually should have helped because that's
yeah.
a really common
yeah.
spice. Okay, then a half a teaspoon of paprika, which I don't know that that's typical. And then an eighth of a teaspoon of nutmeg, which
yeah.
I also don't know is typical. So maybe those spices don't play well together.
But also like an eighth of a teaspoon of
well,
ground
nutmeg
right
is up. Actually really strong and you never put more than an eighth
well,
of a teaspoon.
Well, here's
of
another issue. So you prep the toast, you cut it all up.
Yeah.
Then you take the celery and the onion and you add it to chicken broth that's heated over medium heat and you just sort of let
yeah,
it...
Yeah, and the direction says sauté in the broth, but there was... You're
not
sautéing.
That's not sautéing. You're just simmering it in broth for
yeah.
5 minutes. Remove that from the heat. So you combine the bread, all the spices, the...
Oh, and there was no, like, oil or butter
right,
or anything.
The cranberries, chestnuts, apples... All together, the dry goods. Then you dump in the celery onion mixture. But by the time that's heated for 5 minutes, it's only a cup of broth. That's not a lot of broth. Like
mm-hmm.
once you pour it over this, so everything got kind of just damp.
The bottom was kind of wet, but the top was really dry.
Like
yeah.
I mix it all. You mix it all up, and then you put it in your dish, and you cover it, and you bake it. And it didn't feel, there was no moisture. Like, there was
yeah,
nothing to make
work.
Anything solidify. Like, it didn't come together or anything. It was a bowl filled with toast, cranberries, slivers,
yeah.
Chestnuts, celery. Like, it was like someone threw together the worst salad you've ever had.
And then baked it.
And then baked it. Like misted it with, like, a little hair mister. And then baked it for half an hour, and then was like, eat up.
So I was looking at some recipes, because I can't stand to just throw that away. It's
no.
like, it's in a giant.
It's huge.
There's a lot of it.
And it was a lot of
did
ingredients.
Did Mitzi even try it?
She did. She was like, no thanks.
Oh, that's funny, because the only thing I actually threw away off of her plate was the kale salad. Which was good. So anyway, she thought it was more edible than a kale salad. But so what I'm going to do is... You had bought pre-chopped up onions, and there's
yeah.
more of them. So I'm going to saute those in butter, and then there happened to be also just some chopped up mushrooms laying around from some other
yeah.
recipe. So I'm going to saute all those together with some spices, hopefully enough spices to maybe balance
Spice
slash overpower the rest of it, is
yeah.
what I'm thinking. And then maybe redo the broth situation. Maybe like toss the whole thing all over again, so the wet part's on top and the dry part's on the bottom.
I thought you were
going
to say toss the whole thing.
No, I'm going to try to rescue it.
Maybe you should pick out the bread.
I was actually thinking of picking out the water chestnuts. I can't stand to throw away that whole thing, but I could stand to throw away the water chestnuts.
It was a lot. It was gross. Yeah. Unworthy of the name of the Berenstain Bears. Yeah, that was just...
On the other hand, it did make you buy a thing of cranberries, and then I used some of them to make possibly the best thing we ate yesterday, which was a cranberry orange loaf.
Delicious cranberry orange
That was
loaf.
Really, that was really so good. So, and I wasn't going to make those if we didn't already have cranberries. That was what made me get it. So maybe, you know, thanks.
We had cranberries, I guess, and water chestnuts, but I used all of those. So, that was stuffing with cranberries. The biggest thumbs down of this book so far.
Oh, for sure.
By a mile.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I have that, like, you know, can a kid make it? Can a kid help? You know, would a kid eat? Kid would not eat.
No.
Like, well, I guess our kid
We know
did,
a kid did not eat.
No, she did, I guess.
Oh, she probably didn't take much. Yeah. I know an adult would not eat.
So
there is your big
and
test.
It calls for some ingredients or, yeah.
Interested. I would have been interested to serve this to a large group and just seeing how many people politely ate it.
I did think the cranberries and apples were good in it. And actually, I just was randomly looking at recipes today and apple showed up.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Cranberries and apples are good. Yeah. Like, that's just good.
Yeah.
So is there anything left in this chapter?
Yeah, Grizzly Gran's famous pumpkin pie. In the little story, they talk about Gran's pumpkin pie.
How famous would you say this pumpkin pie is?
About as famous as the recipe on the can of pumpkin, because it seems to be the same
thing. It is the exact
same
recipe.
Except it doesn't say pumpkin pie spice. It lists out cinnamon, ginger, cloves.
No, the recipe on the can of pumpkin you handed me listed cinnamon, ginger.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah,
oh,
no,
that's
funny. It's the exact same recipe.
Like, exact same recipe?
It's the exact same recipe. I mean, maybe the proportions are a little different, but it is a can of pumpkin, a can of evaporated milk, some spices, put it in a pie crust, enjoy. Like, that's it. Like, it is your...
What it tasted like. Tasted like pumpkin pie. Except for the fact, you never know when it's our oven, but it cooked way, like, four times as long as they said it
would. This is supposed to take 40 to 50 minutes. I think this thing cooked for like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
our oven is a tricky
sometimes,
beast.
Yeah.
So
that was fine.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Put some whipped cream on top. It was a pumpkin pie, a good pumpkin pie.
Yeah, or just pumpkin pie.
It's just pumpkin pie. Is it literally what you think it's going to be? There's no surprise with it.
Yeah, so I think this was actually maybe the most boring chapter.
Yeah, there was no like big surprise. There was nothing like...
I think the muffins were the only, like, sort of unique thing.
I get, I mean, no really big complaints except for that horrible stuffing that I wouldn't...
But also no real... Well, I guess the cornbread. The cornbread was good.
The cornbread was very good.
The muffins were good.
Yeah.
The muffins were good.
So, yeah. But, I mean, nothing that I was like, I have never considered this as a recipe in my life. Wow, Zingo Zam Pow. What a great... Like, I was like, no, that was a solid muffin recipe. If I bought that at a coffee shop, I'd be like,
yeah,
very good. Good muffins.
Yeah.
So I would expect them to be a little bigger if I bought it at a coffee shop. But they didn't stick. I managed to get them not to stick.
Yep.
Yeah, they turned out. And then we had Thanksgiving dinner yesterday.
Yep.
With a kale salad you made. Mitzi made twice baked potatoes.
Yeah.
Those were very good. It was a good Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Except for that stuffing. That
Except
was horrible.
Stuffing.
That almost ruined everything. That almost ruined everything. I don't know if Mike Berenstain has much to be ashamed of in his life, but this is one of them.
Do you think he's made all of these recipes?
I think he wrote all of these recipes.
Personally?
I think he personally hand-wrote all these. I have no idea. There's no like narrative as to the... I should ask him. Maybe when this is all said and done, I will. I'll finally just say, Mike... Who came up with these recipes?
And they finally admit they just copied the pumpkin pie recipe off the back of the
can. They needed another thing to put in. Yeah, there's no apple pie recipe or like pecan pie recipe. Just pumpkin. Is that it? Is that Thanksgiving?
Is it.
What's next on our holiday list?
I'm guessing this is the last chapter. Am I right?
Yeah, probably. There's nothing else after Thanksgiving. It loops
no,
back
the
around.
Next chapter I meant. Yeah, this is the final chapter.
Oh, I thought you meant. I thought you were being facetious.
No.
And you were like, I guess Thanksgiving's it for the year.
No, everybody. I just was wondering if the next chapter is also the final chapter, and it is.
And that next chapter is
Christmas.
The holiday of Christmas. I'm surprised they didn't just call it winter.
I was thinking the same thing.
Winter Festival. So, yes, the next holiday.
These recipes look good.
It's Christmas. Well, we're going to save those.
Okay.
Because we don't want to give away what's coming up for Christmas.
No, never.
I bet we're going to make all of them.
This might be the first. Have we made all of them for any other chapters?
Nope, I can't remember. We've always skipped at least one. So good. We'll close it out with a bang.
It looks like a vegetarian chapter, which is kind of wild.
Is it all like...
Spoiler alert.
Tofu?
Yes.
It's all tofu and
miso... Homemade seitan.
Miso soup. what's something else that people think of as vegetarian?
Tempeh.
What are the green... Like sprouts? There are a lot of sprouts. I'm trying to think of what my parents used
think
to say.
Vegetarianism is.
When they thought vegetarian... Like, when they'd be like, what'd you eat a lot of tofu? Like, yeah. Yeah, sometimes. I mean, that's an actual food that people eat. That was my dad. Eat a lot of tofu?
But there's none in this chapter.
There's no tofu in this chapter.
Yeah.
Because where would you get that in Bear Country? So that's the holiday cookbook for Thanksgiving. Alana, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thank you so much for being a part of my Thanksgiving every year.
And eating the stuffing.
And it takes for trying that stuffing. And for everyone else out there, thank you so much for joining us this holiday. And I will see you all next time with another book about the Berenstain Bears, I guess. Happy Thanksgiving. Late Thanksgiving, y'all. If you celebrate, if you don't, or whatever Thanksgiving is at your in your nation. I don't know. Or if you don't celebrate, if you have nothing to be thankful for. I am thankful for my family. So that's it. Goodbye, everyone. I'll see y'all next time deep in Bear Country. Alana, you have no idea the look Alana gives me.
Is this your second show? I don't
you have
understand.
No idea.
You've never signed off on a show before.
Look, I am thrown every episode. I've been doing this show for almost 10 years. Every episode I step into this.
Oh, is it done?
It's like I'm watching my life just unravel in front of me. That is this show. So, yep. Bye, everybody. We love you.
Look at this good cat. See how you don't have to worry about this good cat? Look at this good cat.
I didn't have to worry about the big cat.
You didn't have to worry about the cat. You kicked her out so many times.